Inside the Quicken Loans studios at SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. As promised, it is time for some NFL news and notes, and we are going to focus our attention on the Pittsburgh Steelers as they are first in the AFC North and are gearing up for their matchup on Sunday against the Cincinnati Bengals. We are delighted to have with us for the very first time on the Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, that is Scott Brown. He is an author. He's a freelance writer. He has written for ESPN.com. He's done it all, the Pittsburgh Tribune Review, and even Florida Today. He has also released his new book, Pittsburgh Steeler Fans Bucket List, list of everything you need to know, do, and see. Good evening. It's so nice to have you with us, Scott, for the very first time.
Great. Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
Okay, I'm ready to stick my hand in the dirt. It is time for a primer on your Steelers, because I tell you what, the season has just been so fast and furious, and it is hard to believe we are coming down to the final stretch of the year. So, you know, we're here in Texas, and we've got so much attention on the Cowboys, and rightfully so, but tell me about the Steelers. They're 8-5. They're coming off the win against the Bills. What are your playoff projections? I mean, what's your belief? What's going to happen?
Wow. Great question. And as you said, it has been a bit of a roller coaster season with the Steelers losing four games, which is pretty unheard of around these parts. Four in a row, I should say. And but now they've really righted themselves and have themselves pretty much in control of their own destiny, since Baltimore still has to come to Pittsburgh to play the second game of that great rivalry. You know, given Mike Tomlin's the summer record, which I believe is 13-2 the last, I want to say, 3 years, and the way that they're trending upward as far as, you know, the key players on offense are healthy and the young defense is getting a lot better week by week, I got to think the Steelers are in the tournament. You know, how far they go remains to be seen, and it looks like anyone that has design of getting to the Super Bowl is going to have to go through New England, which is a tough task, Rob Gronkowski or not, simply because of, you know, Mr. Belichick and Mr. Brady, who might be the best coach and quarterback of all time.
Yeah. What was your expectations coming into this season? Is this where you thought they would be?
You know, had you told me 8-5 at this point, I would have said, yeah, that sounds about right. I would have maybe said 9-4. If you told me how they got to 8-5, that they would go down to Miami and just get beat badly and that they would lose four in a row. Again, something you just don't hear much about in these parts. You know, I would have probably been a little skeptical. So I'm not real surprised where they are, but how they got here, yeah, it is a little surprising. But again, this is kind of where they want to be, is they're starting to play their best football this season in December. And, you know, again, the offense has been good, and I think it can be even better. I think, you know, with the way Le'Veon Bell is running, that's going to open up things even more for the passing game. And I think that's going to be a tough offense to stop if you have the running game and the passing game going. You know, that defense is getting a lot better. You know, I think they're in a really good position. And the X factor, of course, is injuries. And, you know, how healthy are the Steelers or any of these other favorites going to be going into the playoffs? We saw last year, especially with the Steelers, what happens when you get beat up, as what happened to them against the Bengals in their divisional playoff win. They simply weren't that healthy coming to Denver. And I think just for any team that fancies itself as a contender, that a lot is going to depend on how healthy that team is going into January and beyond.
Yeah. Hey, Scott Brown has been with us tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show, author, freelance writer, his new book, The Pittsburgh Steelers Fans Bucket List. And go ahead, Scott, and just give us a hit on the book. What can all of our listeners anticipate when they open it up?
I try to focus on some history and try and make it interesting stories, and maybe an example here. In the 1983 draft, we're talking over their plans, and John Clayton, who's with ESPN, he was one of the Pittsburgh papers at the time, I think the Pittsburgh Press, and he went to Dan Rooney one day, and this may have been the day of the draft even, or it was very, very close to when the Steelers were going to make their first pick, and he tells him this idea he has of how they should trade Cliff Stout, who was the starting quarterback then, for a second-round pick, use that second-round pick on a defensive tackle, which the Steelers really coveted. They wanted to refortify their line. And then he said, you know what, use that number one pick on a guy named Dan Marino. So, you know, Dan Marino thinks this is a great idea. He goes and tells the Steelers brass, which included his brother, Art Jr., who at that point was in charge of the draft. And they kind of say, oh, wow, that's a good idea. Where'd you come up with that? And if Dan Rooney writes in his book, he should have lied and said he thought it up. Instead, he told him where he really got it.
Uh-huh.
And they just all just said, we're not taking advice from a sports writer.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, Pittsburgh passes on Dan Marino, and like a lot of other teams did. And that was sort of in the back of Dan Rooney's mind in 2004 when the Steelers were drafting, and they had a chance to take the guy by the name of Ben Roethlisberger. And again, this is something where Dan Rooney wrote in his book where, you know, the conversation, I think the Steelers were picking 11th, and they had sort of focused on the offensive line, and specifically a guy named Sean Andrews from Arkansas. And Dan Rooney said that he kind of shifted the conversation to Ben Roethlisberger because he didn't want the Steelers to potentially lose out on another quarterback who would go into greatness like Dan Marino did. You know, lo and behold, that sort of started the move from away from an offensive lineman and toward the quarterback. The Steelers draft Roethlisberger, and, you know, oh, by the way, since then, he's only won 2 Super Bowls, appeared in 3 of them, and never. And Pittsburgh's yet to have a losing season since they drafted Roethlisberger. So, you know, stuff like that, I think Steelers fans would enjoy.
It's been a pleasure to have with us tonight Scott Brown, author, freelance writer. Go out and get a copy of his book. Thank you so much, Scott. You provided some great information, and enjoy the game on Sunday. You better stay warm, okay?
Yeah, you will do. Hey, thanks, Lisa, so much, and Merry Christmas, happy holidays to you and all your listeners.
Absolutely. God bless. Much more coming your way right here at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Join us online at Twitter at eRadio Sports, and you can go back and listen to this entire interview at podcastarena.com. Go to SBNationRadio.com and click on podcastarena.com. We will be right back with much more.